Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham says high gasoline prices across the country and the electricity crisis in California are giving him an unexpectedly high profile in the new Bush administration.
Well, I knew this would be a pretty exciting department. I have to say that it's been a very challenging couple of months. I expect it to continue.
Before joining the Bush cabinet, Abraham was a Republican senator from Michigan, but lost in November after only one term. Prior to that, he was co-chairman of the House of Republicans' political arm, chairman of the Michigan Republican Party, and deputy chief of staff to Vice President Dan Quayle. Secretary Abraham spends much of his time these days grappling with California energy issues and defending the Bush administration's opposition to limiting the price of wholesale electricity.
Price caps aren't going to provide them relief. Price caps aren't going to increase the amount of electricity they have, and they're not going to do anything to make the temperature cooler. I think that what we've seen already, which is two instances of price caps in California over the last couple of years, the ones that cap retail prices, as well as price caps on electricity, failed. All they did is make prices go higher and create the shortages that now plunge the state into these blackouts.
So what is the solution for California?
What I would recommend in terms of trying to address the blackouts in the short run is to do something which the federal government's doing up in the northwestern part of the United States. And that is, we are buying down some of the demand.
What is buying down demand?
Essentially, it's what we've done. Just to give you an example, in the Pacific Northwest, we've gone to some of the big companies that are entitled to purchase electricity from the federal government's Bonneville Power Administration. And instead of selling them at very high prices, this electricity, we've suggested that they forego those purchases, that we'll in fact pay them to forego those purchases a lot less than we would charge them. In the long run, it's cheaper for the federal government, it's much cheaper for the companies, and it's saving electricity. I think the same thing can be done in California to alleviate some of these blackouts.
Yeah, power generators making profit margins as high as 500%, 600%, and 800%. Can't they be told they can get their production?
Well, the California government, it's not the case that all of the power that's being sold at these rates is under federal control. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission only controls about half the market out there. The other half are municipal and cooperative power generators. They're charging the same prices and in some cases even making greater profits. The federal government can't cap their prices. Even if we impose the price caps Governor Davis talks about, it wouldn't apply to those local entities. And yet the California legislature and the California governor have not even sought to put a price cap on those entities.
How much does the change in control of the U.S. Senate affect the administration's energy policy?
Well, obviously, time will tell. I hope there won't be many changes as a consequence of this, because energy policy really is something I think that has to be bipartisan.
Well, you want to use more nuclear power, and Senator Reid, who's going to be the assistant majority leader, wants to stop the use of Yucca Mountain as a repository for radioactive waste.
Right.
So is that going to hurt a nuclear program from the administration?
If a decision's made that it can be safely stored in Nevada, and I can't answer that now, we've got a study that's going on. If after that study's done, if we were to conclude that it in fact can safely be stored there, the question is whether or not Democrats who represent communities where they have a nuclear waste issue that needs to be addressed, where they need to in fact move excess waste from their current storage situations to Nevada. The question is whether Democrats would say that because Harry Reid is in the position he's in, we're not going to want to protect our communities. I do think people are going to look at this more from the standpoint of their own state rather than their own party.
You think the public trusts the administration on energy policy, given the number of leaders of this administration who are in the oil business?
Well, I think let's just take the oil industry to begin with. One of the interesting things I've experienced in the last few weeks is that when I went to the Hill, I was criticized by the Democrats because we had reduced the amount of subsidies for the oil industry with respect to research and development programs in our budget. So this is sort of an interesting thing where you get attacked on both sides of the issue. The fact is of the matter, in my judgment, is that the country faces a very serious energy crisis over the next 20 years. I think it's to our benefit to have some people with a little bit of experience in the energy sector to help address that crisis so that it doesn't get worse.
Secretary of Energy Spencer Abraham.